This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. According to the most recent trail report released by the Fifield Snow Drovers yesterday, all of their trails have about 3.5 inches of base snow, and the recent snow and loner groomer have been good to the trails. They do ask that if you notice some brush or fallen branches on the trail, please consider stopping and removing those obstacles instead of driving around or over them. They also ask that with the upcoming warm-up, please be kind to the trails to preserve the base. As of yesterday when the report was released, the trails were all in good or excellent condition. However, you're encouraged to keep an eye on the Fifield Snow Drovers Facebook page for active updates. January 11th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there's a pancake breakfast over at Mercer VFW Post 9536. It's $10 at the door for all you can eat. Kids are $5, and kids 5 and under are free. Come hungry, bring your friends, and they'll see you there. Once again, this is taking place January 11th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over at Mercer VFW Post 9536. Wausau Snow Recreation saw a busy holiday season. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
The end of 2025 saw crowds at Sylvan Hill and other recreation parks, according to county officials. Marathon County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Director Jamie Polly gave an update to Wausau's Parks and Recreation Committee on Monday.
We were fully open for all of Christmas break for the first time in a few years.
She said there were some growing pains during the week of Christmas.
It was so busy this year that we had lines almost every day during Christmas break, and so a lot of positive comments, but a few negative of having to wait in line, and not everyone got to keep their tube. You had to give it to the next person who was waiting and then go back in the line, and we tried to get it through efficiently.
Polly also said since the Christmas season was so popular, they may be able to continue to be open for the holidays in the future.
There might be a little bit of changes in our operation, whether we cap the number of people and have just separate different hour slots or a couple hour slots so people can come and then we can get new people in. We have to talk about how we get a lot of people through.
Winter recreation activities are open around Marathon County. According to the county's annual Fall and Winter Recreation Guide, Wausau Sledding Hills open as soon as there's enough snow on the ground. The city has also opened 3 outdoor ice skating rinks, and the 9 Mile Forest Recreation Area is offering snowshoeing, skiing, and winter biking. With ice making its way into the area, be sure to check out weather and trail conditions and watch for closures before heading out. For information on hours, permits, and admission, visit the Marathon County 2025-26 Fall and Winter Recreation Guide on the county's recreation webpage.
Eagle River has announced a disappointing development. Despite having good snow and cold weather in the region, the annual Eagle River Ice Castle has been canceled due to unfavorable ice conditions on Silver Lake. Rain and warm weather before the recent major snowfall caused a layer of slush. Although it is now frozen, the Eagle River Fire Department determined shaving it off, which is necessary for structural integrity, would leave the ice blocks too small. The lake currently has about 10.5 inches of ice, which is short of the 14 to 15 inches required. 2025 was the first year in the last 3 that the weather was cold enough to build the ice castle. The castle is typically built in early January to coincide with the Snowmobile Derby World Championship. The department thanked volunteers and looks forward to next year. Saturday, February 7th from 3:30 to 6 p.m., it's the Knights of Columbus Dumplings and Pork Kraut Dinner. This will be taking place over at the St. Anthony's Padua Center, and adults are $14, children are $8, preschool is free, and carryout is available Saturday only. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 7th from 3:30 to 6 p.m. over at the St. Anthony Padua Center, right here in Park Falls. The national average of gas prices in 2026 looks to be lower than in 2025. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
That's according to the 2026 fuel price outlook from GasBuddy published this week. They forecast the yearly national average to fall back below $3 per gallon for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials project the yearly U.S. average to be $2.97 per gallon. This is 13 cents lower than 2025's average and marks the lowest yearly average since 2020. Prices moving throughout the year will be subject to the usual bouts of volatility with seasonal demand, refinery maintenance, hurricane season, and ongoing geopolitical risks. Officials expect a peak in the spring with a switch to summer gasoline that may briefly reach the low 320s. Overall, U.S. drivers are projected to spend $11 billion less on gasoline in 2026, with the average household spending a little over $2,000 at the pump in the next year. Gas Buddy officials say if the market avoids major surprises, sustained averages below $3 per gallon could become commonplace in 2026.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like, we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
It's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty right away this morning. Then we will see a little sunshine at times here later through the day. Our high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.